Survivors in one South Asian country are trying to figure out how to recover from the worst disaster since 2004. An organization is taking the gospel to the front lines. We're talking impact and transformation, quite literally, in a war zone. And if you've got unused Bibles and Christian books on your bookshelf, you can see them used with new purpose halfway around the world. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. I'll tell you how to help in just a few moments. Our first story today, Sri Lanka's floodwaters are receding, revealing the damage left behind in the wake of Cyclone Ronu. Asian Access's Joe Handley says,
they're estimating, at least the last I've seen, over $2 billion of damage that's occurred across the country.
Even though thousands of evacuees are returning home, the question is there a home to return to?
The flooding in Colombo itself is really bad. I'm getting reports that there's still places that are under 8 feet of water after the 4 days of rains.
A2 Sri Lankan partners know what to do and when, because they got their trial by fire in 2004 with the Indian Ocean tsunami.
So these churches have been reaching out in the midst of this disaster, and many of their friends, family, communities have been hit. So they're trying to come alongside, provide shelter, food, encouragement, emotional healing in the midst of the pain.
A2 is in the middle of a needs assessment, and until they know what they need, Handley says, you can pray.
Prayer kind of fuels the power of Christ in those regions, and as well as stirs in our own hearts. As we pray, we're mindful of what God is doing in those areas.
You're listening to Mission Network News. As Ukraine and Russia struggle to establish a meaningful ceasefire, conflict in eastern Ukraine continues. The Associated Press reports that 7 soldiers were killed in the fighting earlier this week, with 9 more injured. Overall, more than 9,000 people have died since the fighting began 2 years ago. Matt Cassidy of Faith Comes by Hearing says, in light of the peril, they're bringing hope to Ukrainian soldiers through their military Bible sticks.
Over 1,100 so far have gone out, and the difference that it makes with the soldiers that are fighting for their freedom, for their independence, and for their sovereignty, they are incredibly encouraged and strengthened through that military Bible stick.
These audio Bible sticks are made especially for combat and military field conditions and safety considerations. Sending the gospel to other militaries isn't exactly a knee-jerk reaction for everybody, but for Faith Comes by Hearing, it's another part of their passion to get the gospel into the hands of all people. And here's how you can help.
If you're listening to this, that you would pray for the Great Commission, pray for us, pray for your place in the Great Commission.
And we'll wrap up today's program with this story. Here's a chance for you to send a book overseas as a missionary. Christian Resources International is a ministry dedicated to bringing used Bibles and Christian books to communities around the world. CRI's Jason Wolford.
We encourage people around the United States to send in their Bibles and Christian books to us, and then we take those Bibles and books and we get them in the hands of people around the globe free of charge.
Wolford says a container of Bibles and books is now on its way to Kenya, where it'll be used for preaching and discipleship training.
Kenya is going so great. We're training up 100 pastors every month, and we're giving those pastors the Bibles, the seminary, the leadership books they need to go in and reach their communities.
You might not think your gift makes a difference, but your donation of books or cash to pay for the shipping actually makes a huge difference. CRI has seen firsthand how lives are touched.
We've recently got a wonderful story from a gentleman in Kenya thanking us for the first time in 60 years of being a Christian that he was able now to read out of his own Bible due to the faithfulness of people that are listening.
If you want to explore any one of these stories, you'll find more details and the links to get involved at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want stories that'll help you pray for your world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus gospel connections, action points, links, and more. You find all of that at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.